Fourth stage. This stage starts at the Scuola dei Dalmati and ends at the Greek Orthodox Church and precisely at the Museum of the Icons. This stage takes approximately 35 minutes. Leave the Scuola di San Giorgio dei Dalmati behind you, reach Saisada dei Greci, and here you have the opportunity of visiting a studio producing paintings and prints. This is the Scuola San Zaccaria. And once you leave the artisan, you will find yourself on Saisada dei Greci again. In fact, the name Greci repeats itself all over. If you have a look around on the street, you will see Ramo dei Greci, Saisada dei Greci, Ponte dei Greci. This is in fact the Greek district in Venice. The town always had a very deep connection with Constantinople. First of all, the lagoon used to be a province of the Eastern Roman Empire. Then Venetians were trading with Constantinople on the Bosphorus. Many Greeks lived in Venice, traded with the Venetians, and even artisans and stonemasons were asked from Greece to come to Venice and work here. So this is a very old, outstanding and friendly relationship with the Greek community, even after the Fourth Crusade, when the Venetians plundered Constantinople in 1204. At the end of Isaisada dei Greci, you keep to your left, take a narrow alleyway, which takes you to the Ponte dei Greci. There you can turn left, go through a gate, and find yourself in the precinct of the Greek Orthodox Church in Venice, San Giorgio dei Greci, which is well worth a visit for the impressive array of icons in it. So this is another privilege given to the Greeks by the Venetian Republic, and that was to have their own place of worship and to preserve their own rights. As you cross this gate, to your left, you will see a name, Museum of the Icons. This is one of the most important museums of Greek icons outside Greece, and again, is a hidden gem in the crown of the Venetian works of art. Very noteworthy is the leaning bell tower, which always gives the impression as if they were about to collapse into the water. This is one of the iconic buildings in Venice. It's been photographed millions of times throughout the year, and the reason why it's leaning is that it is built right on the banks of a canal where the soil is so wet and so soft that the foundation, even the best one, starts giving way after a certain amount of time.